News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It is just about to hit 7:35 on News Talk Breakfast. The National Learning Network has observed a significant rise in students unable to return to school or college since the COVID-19 pandemic. We're joined by Dr. Denise O'Dwyer, Principal Psychologist with the National Learning Network. Has there been a serious rise, Denise?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, as you mentioned, I work with the National Learning Network, and we would have 84 locations across Ireland, and kind of would cater mainly to people who have maybe, you know, early school leavers or people who have dropped out of university for whatever reason. And I suppose during COVID, we would kind of supported people very much kind of online, as a lot of companies did. But certainly since COVID, there's been a massive rise, you know, in mental health issues and people just finding it really difficult to engage on any kind of...
Why has it got worse, do you think?
I suppose there's a number of reasons. I think, you know, one of the main things was we were all so locked up or socially isolated, as the case was, for so long during COVID. I think people... their ability to engage and to connect with people became significantly compromised. And I think just, you know, the school system in general, you know, doesn't always match everybody's kind of academic requirements and, you know, various social pressures. And as I said, you know, mental health issues and various traumas that, you know, everyone experiences, whether it's, you know, trauma of a very significant nature or, you know, as I mentioned, things like bullying or social pressures. So I think in general, there just seems to be a rise, particularly in mental health, any kind of mental health related issue.
Okay, I suspect there are many people listening, many parents listening today who are kind of nodding their heads. They've had issues with their kids not going to school, not going to college. Like, how do you go about dealing with it as a parent?
Yeah, well, I suppose like the main thing, you're never really going to get the best out of anyone if you approach them in a kind of combative way. So I suppose to always approach, you know, whoever your young adult with compassion and with understanding and with curiosity as opposed to judgment, you know, and that they don't perceive that you're coming at them in a kind of a confrontational way. If you can kind of, you know, do it in a more gentle manner, you're always going to get more out of people if you approach them in that way. So that would be the first thing. And then obviously, you know, then trying to connect them to the right supports so that they get the intervention and the support that they need, both from a mental health, from the mental health side of things, but also being connected into their local networks and communities and whatever else.
There will be some listeners, I'm not advocating this, but there will be some listeners who are saying, we're too permissive about this. You know, back in my day, if I told my parents I was leaving college or leaving school, you'd be told what to do and you'd be told pretty sharp and you'd get on with it. But I suppose times have changed, haven't they?
Absolutely. I was just thinking that as you were speaking, actually, kind of just, I suppose we just have to move with the times, and it is a completely different culture, and we are very much living in a kind of a social media, instant gratification, dopamine-led type culture now. So, you know, people in general, particularly young people, their, you know, ability to concentrate or their attention spans, you know, do seem to be considerably more compromised, I suppose, than maybe times past. So I think it's just really about, you know, looking at whatever the issues are that are emerging and trying to kind of accommodate people as best as possible.
No judgment. It's about being sympathetic and trying to
absolutely
support them, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know,
that can be difficult because you might want to roar, come on, you need to do this. But that's not the way to go.
No, absolutely not. As I said, you'll never get the best from people if you approach things in that manner. So, you know, I suppose, people need to feel as though you're on side and that you actually want to support them and you're coming from that place of support and compassion as distinct from judgment.
Okay. Dr. Denise O'Dwyer, Principal Psychologist with the National Learning Network.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.